Senator Quala says he was tipped off that George didn't have enough signatures on his nomination papers, so he paid for the challenge, including a handwriting expert. Total cost, he says, about $2,400 from his own campaign account. Senator Quala put out a three-sentence statement admitting to financing the challenge. No word yet from Senator George or his campaign. But friends who launched an unsuccessful bid to get George back on the ballot after the Elections Board disqualified him are dismayed. Former Milwaukee State Legislator Marcia Coggs.
As a member of the Democratic Party, and he's supposed to be a Democrat, I think he should be kicked out of the Democratic Party. It's gutter politics for Chuck Quala.
Quala says no other candidate for governor played any role in the challenge. The two senators have reportedly had bad blood since Quala failed to reinstate George as chair of the powerful Joint Finance Committee. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.